This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began an inductive study of Psalm 5 by observing what it says. We covered the first 8 verses. Let's continue by noting that as king, David had many people who offered him advice about how he should order his life and affairs of state. Some suggestions might have sounded good at first, but the more he reflected on them, he considered their lives, the source of their advice. He knew these advisers and concluded, "Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with destruction. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongue they speak deceit." He had listened to their conversations over a period of time. They often talked about how to destroy those they disagreed with, using any deceit necessary to accomplish their nefarious plans. If they did this in their offhanded conversations, why would he trust their advice when he needed help? When he did ask for advice, he found it didn't correspond to what he sensed God told him. The more he thought about it, the more convinced he became that God should actually declare them guilty. Let their intrigues be their downfall. Banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. Verse 10. He knew he should always pass his own thoughts and the suggestions of others through the grid of God's Word. That is, compare what they suggest with what you understand God has said on the issue before you. Only if it passes that test would it help him daily to continue walking with the Lord, his King. That is a principle it would be good for all of us to remember.